You're locked into Elevated Radio FM.
All right, we are back. This is Elevated Radio FM. My next guest is calling from Toronto, Ontario. She is the founder of Intelligent Body Massage. And if you want to check out her website, it is intelligentbodymassage.com. Joanna Racine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, too. Great to be here.
Yeah, thank you for coming on and contributing to our program here. Now, Intelligent Body Massage, tell us about yourself and what exactly it is that you do.
So, Intelligent Body Massage, the term I use is because I found after many years of doing body work or massage that the body is actually what I need to follow. The body has the intelligence to self-heal, and you can work with the body to find out what's going on, where there's obstruction, where it needs to move, where there's you need to work on. So I just thought it was really the simplest way to call my massage, because I base it on the body's power to self-heal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so massage has lots of different techniques, lots of different modalities. Which ones do you like to specialize in?
Well, and when it comes to intelligent way of doing this, since I have done this many times, I found that using, for example, a technique that will help the blood and chi to move, plus acupressure, will allow the body to more easily move into that state of self-healing, to be able to get rid of the obstructions. So I would probably use often if somebody's coming for pain relief and is really serious about wanting change there, then I would probably do both, depending on the person I'm speaking to or how stressed they are. But usually it's balancing those two. Lomi Lomi to enhance the blood and chi, and then acupressure and probably some reflex too, depending again on the problem. So I get the benefits of both.
Now, before I talk more about your work, tell me about your background and what it was and when it was that it inspired you to become a therapist.
I think it found me, actually, because I wasn't really thinking of doing body work, because the last time I tried body work, it didn't feel right for me, and that was more than 20 years ago. But there was a course in Chinese massage that looked good, so I went. And I found out that with the course and the people that were receiving massage, that I saw big changes just in front of my face. I saw people completely change, like their physical change. So their face would change, their eyes would change, it would start being brighter and sharper, and I was just amazed by the power of this. So you can call it chi, because some people know it's chi is energy, right? So from that time on, I said there's something much better than just getting aesthetics. There's a deeper way to get your health back. So I just followed, the chi, really, than what I did.
Yeah, now, the clients that you're seeing today, are they more in the boat of coming in for relaxation, or are, again, they coming in for health issues and pain and things related to that?
I usually focus or I help them find out their own needs before they come here. Usually it's a combination of deep stress and pains that have lasted for years and years, like 5, 10, 20 years. So there's stress, there's pain, and conditions too. Mm-hmm. There's some other conditions that I specialize in.
Which ones are those?
Well, I do therapeutic only, for example, for men's health, and it's non-intrusive, non-sexual, non-erotic, and I found ways to tap into the body, into the right acupressure points and reflex points to help even men with their prostate, and it's all externally done. So that's been very, very powerful. Like people, these mm-hmm. men see results within usually the first week.
Yeah, that's a big issue.
Yeah, it is. And I know in the States too, I had clients call me from the States too. So I know there's potential for me to help many with that problem. So, you can palpably see the change in your urinary problem. Mm, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, what advice are you able to offer somebody who is looking for a massage therapist? Now, how do you know that you're working with the right person, it's going to be a good match, and that the massage therapist actually knows what they're doing.
Well, don't forget, when they come here, they've tried many things, right? They've tried whatever, Cairo. They've tried deep, what they call deep tissue here. They've tried regular massage. But what they tell me is it doesn't last. So unfortunately, the training behind a massage is not meant to work with the body's intelligence. It's just often a techniques, but not really knowing how it connects to results or how it connects to how it works with the body. So I spent 10 years doing this, and I really delved very deeply into this, and I've constantly proven it back to myself that it works. So when you work with just techniques and you're not really present to the healing process, you cannot get that much results. You really need to be present. The client needs to be present. I have clients here that if they can't tune in, they have less power to them. So it's a mind body. It's both. So the therapist that you're dealing with, if you don't feel there's results within like 3-4 weeks, you know you're not with the right therapist. I'm just trying to be simple here.
Yeah. This is something I hear pretty often with all practitioners, but more commonly massage therapists, and it's something you touched on as well, and that is the people that you're seeing, you know, they've been to about 100 other doctors and other practitioners. They come to the massage therapist, and that's usually their last stop. Do you think, again, people like doctors and acupuncturists and chiropractors, do you think they're going to start referring to massage? Or are they already doing so?
It's a mindset, right? It's like even though I know people can get results naturally, like through really self-healing type of massage and better lifestyle, even though I tell them so, and even though I've been there. They have to go there. They actually literally have to go there themselves. You see, unless right. they get there and experience it, then it's just talk for them, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And nothing so to it but to do it.
Yeah, it's almost like, okay, it's there. I see it. I read it. I like what you're doing, but they come here because they know other people have had results. That's fine. Those are the people that maybe are really looking. But for the rest of the people, for example, like I met a manager at a gym. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I did a massage on her. I was at a show and then after the massage, which was really short, 10 minutes or something, she says, "Oh my God, like what is going on here?" Like I said, she says, "I went to spas with the beautiful music and the beautiful linen. I never got to feel this way." So the thing is, what I'm seeing is most of the massages are built on external senses. External.
Okay.
If you want to self heal, then you really have to go inside and listen to how the body is actually healing itself. That's the power. So, and unfortunately, you know, spas are with the candles and the music, and that's just an example.
I mean, hot towels and cucumbers.
Cucumbers. And how does it feel? How does it smell? But unfortunately, I don't get that many people. Only like 5% come here, and they want music. And I know why they want music. It's because they want to escape. It's an escape thing, and it doesn't go deep enough. If they do want results, to get results. And it takes learning, right? It takes learning. It's like meditation. If you never meditated, right. It takes learning to just sit down and just like listen to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes also a little bit of engagement to yourself to be on a massage table and to actually allow the body to self-heal. And I'm talking, this is like magic. The body will actually tell me like what's going on, where it's connected to, and it's just pure magic, like the way it just unravels itself. And I don't know any other course. Honestly, I've looked around. There's no other course that works this way. It's more like the therapist trying to figure out what's going on in that body through kinesiology, through a form of like EFT, through a form of kinesiology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why I think this is great to bring out into to the world, you know?
Now, we have time for your contact info, but we are just about at the end here. So is there any way for our listeners to work with you or to reach out to ask questions?
Yes, I think I'm willing to work with North American clients, and they will get results. I mean, if they're here for more than a day, obviously it would help, right? So they can call 416-654-4325, which is 4325, which is like HEAL. So 416-654-4325, or just simply go to my website, maybe just browse around and call me, intelligentbodymassage.com. So...
All right. Yeah, nice and easy. Joanna, thank you again.
Thank you to you. Have a good day. Bye.
And thank you to our listeners as well. This is Elevated Radio FM. Again, intelligentbodymassage.com if you want to reach out to Joanna. And stick around if you want to hear more. We'll be right back.
You're locked into Elevated Radio FM.